morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. It's a new week. And thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. I have your host, James J., here at 7:04 on the clock. I am joined by Melissa K. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
And we have Beth Habhager with us.
Good morning.
And I got your names right, even though you're in different spots. I'm so proud today.
I'm trying to be you, Melissa. I'm sitting where you usually do.
Nice. And James, you're a true professional.
Thank you, Mel. Thank you. I needed that.
You're welcome.
It's good to have you guys here. Good to have all of you out there with us, the best listeners in radio. We got a fun day lined up for you. We're going to kick things off in this hour with some conversation. We'll go ahead and catch up on the weekend. Then we'll get into our National Day of calendar in just a little bit. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. In the 9 o'clock hour, that ain't right stories, good stories of the day. We will see what other trouble we can get ourselves into this morning. It's live radio, nothing like it. We also have something very exciting we're going to tell you about, a concert coming up that we're going to give you a chance to get tickets to go to.
Yeah.
Beth and I will tell you about that in just a little bit. But first, let's catch up a little. Melissa, how was your weekend?
Oh, you know when you have those weekends that are like, I need a weekend after my weekend?
Mm-hmm.
That was my weekend.
Yeah, we had a similar weekend, Mel.
It was busy. We had a wedding reception, which we helped set up for Friday night, and then the wedding was on Saturday, and so we had house guests, so it was a big day of cleaning, and, you know, I'm still in the process of moving,
so the push
to, oh, hey, let's decide where this goes.
At least for now, it can always change.
Right. Oh, that's absolutely what happened. I'm like, I'm going to pile all of this right here and cover it with something.
There you go.
And put a plant on top. Gee, it's pretty.
Executive decision. Executive decision right there.
And then I got to visit with my brothers for a short stint on Sunday because we had to get together to do kind of an impromptu family meeting. So we had one of those. So it was nice to sit and visit with them for a little bit. And but busy.
Yeah.
Weekends like that, it's good to be able to pull from the positives things that you can find.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Right on for doing that, Mel. I feel you. Especially with the moving part, because you get all the stuff in the house, and then it's like, okay, I should be done. I got everything in. It's under the roof.
It doesn't work that way.
It's under the roof. It should be good enough. Like, you guys go, I got you here. You move yourselves where you should be. Inanimate objects, go ahead and go where you're supposed to go.
It'd be great if that happened.
Would it, though? I just need to learn how to wiggle my nose like Samantha.
There you go.
Well, that and Disney lied to us, because I cannot tell you how many times I've opened the windows and sang out to the animal kingdom. And not one squirrel coming to help, not one rabbit.
Your voice isn't in the right range, James.
I feel like Beth is onto something. I don't feel like I have as good of a voice as Snow White or Cinderella or whoever. I'm not sure, actually. Was it Snow White?
It was Snow White.
All right.
Well, I think Cinderella.
Wow.
Wow.
Very good to hear. Thanks for sharing that, Melissa. Beth, how was yours?
It was an interesting weekend. I mean, I got to start it off by going to the Brewers game on Friday night.
Which
would have been nice had they not given up 5 runs in the first inning and lost the game. But no, the experience itself, I got a chance to catch up with one of my good friends and clergy colleagues and spend some time with her, which was great. And came back and did some painting over it on the set for The Odd Couple, which is coming up in October. And then Sunday we had our kickoff with Sunday school and gave away some Bibles to some kids and installed our Sunday school teachers. And then I helped out at the Grand Affair. So if you were watching this crazy woman dancing in the middle of the street, that would have been me. But we got literally the whole River Kings team out doing the Macarena and some other dances. So it was a ball. And then I got to come home and start packing to be gone this week. So it's one of those weekends.
One thing after another, just knocking off the list.
Pretty much.
It was that way for all of us.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
How was your weekend, James?
Before we get to me, because that's not really that interesting. what did you think of American Family Field for the Brewer game?
It looks very similar to Miller Park.
Yeah.
But the upgrades they made were pretty cool. It was an interesting logo that they came up with.
It's such a one of the things, because I've been to only a handful of parks, but out of the 5-6 parks I've been to, it's the most like universal friendly to me.
Yeah.
Like if I went there with Seth, we'd have just as good a time as if you and the boys and Seth mm-hmm. went. You know, you can go in any kind of like scenario. I just like the park a lot. I like the way it's designed. And the Grand Affair was good.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. People were having a good time. The car show went really well.
Good.
So, it just smiles abounded. You know, watching people walk back and forth, they were just having a good time. It was great to see a community event like that happen again.
It's that's a wonderful way to put it, Beth. See, almost did it. Ooh, it was close there. That one doesn't count. That one doesn't count. But
that's a gimme.
It will happen. It's a mulligan. That first one's a mulligan. It was a weekend of that. You know, it really was. We had, of course, FRM Fest this Saturday.
Yeah.
Robinson Park. The one thing that you don't need for a musical festival is rain.
But you got it in spades.
We got more rain than we have gotten. Like, I got rained on more on Saturday than I have all summer long.
Oh, wow.
And I go there, and I'm, Connie had hit me and everybody up pretty much beforehand that mm-hmm. the event was going to be moved to the pavilion and under there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get there a little bit early to see if I could help with anything. And I get there, and everything is running like clockwork.
Of course.
Of course it is.
It is moving smoothly. Everybody is in good spirits. Mm-hmm. There was a nice turnout already before the bands even started. The Wisconsin Rapids Suzuki chapter started things off.
Right.
And I don't pretend that I know music inside and out, but for me, there's certain instruments that fit certain weather or certain moods,
uh-huh.
and there's nothing like violins to go with rain. And I think I genuinely think there was something to that, because the kids went up there, they start going and playing, and the audience immediately, because we were kind of, I don't want to say stuck under the pavilion, but because of the rain, we weren't able to necessarily bop around Robinson Park. Everybody turned and started watching these kids. Mm. And at least the 70, 80, 100, whatever it was, people there, just immediately, instead, like they're in a conversation, they stop talking, look up, and are watching these kids and taking in this wonderful string music that we were taking in. It was just a perfect way to start things off.
Yay.
And then Say Point came up there, and their first song was No Rain. It was just really nice job by them.
Good call.
Well done.
I just want to send a gigantic shout out to a handful of people. Of course, these sponsors, all the volunteers, mm-hmm. all the food people that were there, these excellent, wonderful bands, mm-hmm. Live Again that came to town to hang out with us. And certainly the staff at FRM, Connie and Jack, who do such an amazing job with this year in and year out. Mm-hmm. And I was just blown away this year. I've done this a while now, but this is the first time that I've really seen, I thought I should, let me correct that. First time I would have thought I would have seen Connie really stressed. It was it was not an easy situation to juggle if we had perfect weather, let alone with the weather we got thrown.
Right.
Yeah.
She was in such good spirits and such good mood. I really think that a lot of things start that way. The way leadership is, the mood that it is in, it can really set the tone for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And just a gigantic shout out to this community. Just one more time. I'm sorry if I sound like a broken record, but you know what? I don't care, because it's true.
Right.
You guys rock. You guys are awesome. I mean, the turnout that we had for that event, mm-hmm. I don't think that happens. I don't think you get the same turnout in just any old town.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a reason that we had a good turnout on a rain-soaked Saturday.
Well, and the turnout was actually better than what you would think, because it was being broadcast.
Seth was
at the park from like 5 to 8 or 9, and he came home with some very cold hands and cold feet, but had a ball. And the broadcast on WIRI was phenomenal.
Yeah, it's what I heard. I got to hear a little bit of it before my class, and I was just taken back by how good it sounds, too.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I wanted to wrap up on that, and you set me up, because I'm so... Melissa, how are you today?
I'm lovely. How are you?
You hear how darn good Melissa sounds? Like, she sounds great. Like, Seth sounded amazing.
He did.
It is a really beautiful day around here, because everything just sounds so dang clear and good. It is really nice. And a big shout out to Seth, because he did. And Steph. Both of them did a fantastic job. That's a tandem right there, by the way.
They're a dangerous couple right there.
They really are. They do such good work together.
And that's coming from his wife.
Really good turnout, really good events this weekend. Nice job, everybody. Way to show up to these events, supporting local. We appreciate the heck out of you. Nice work, everyone. Awesome. Let's go ahead and dive into a, I don't know if it's a, that a right story, but it's an interesting story.
Okay.
A Colorado man shared security camera footage of a bear effortlessly opening the door of an unlocked SUV and climbing inside in apparent search for food.
Oh, boy.
In Allen's Park, this bear seemed to just, like, literally just kind of casually go up to the car, check the locks, and then open it.
Wow.
Like, he's done this at other vehicles.
He wanted hit the drive-thru. Come on.
The Colorado Parks and Wildlife said bears are particularly active in the late summer and early fall months because they need to consume about 20,000 calories a day to prepare for winter hibernation.
That's a lot of food.
I don't think I've heard it laid out like that before, of how much they actually have to take in every day just to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Worth it. Like, to be able to hibernate seems worth it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, I put out the calories for that. That seems
20,
like a good...
20,000? Sure, why not?
Yeah. Just pump it.
That's a few more, you know, not
throw
many.
Throw it in. Come on. However it's got to get in me, just do it. Let's do this.
But they got to search everywhere.
Imagine if it was reversed and, like, we as human beings hibernated and the animal kingdom was kind of, like, left to run things. Like,
maybe that would be better.
I'm not against the idea. Why not give it a shot?
The environment might appreciate it.
It might.
Could it really hurt at this point? And what's the side effect? We get to sleep. We all get to sleep.
Yes. That's the bonus for me. I'm thinking about sleeping for a solid month.
There you go.
Yeah.
Even that sounds just amazing right now.
Sleeping for 30 minutes sounds amazing to me right now. Like, 30 days. Like, this bear also, they said that this happens from time to time. I'm curious if they've adapted so much that they're literally like, the bear, you can see, it checks the lock. And when it has a give, that's when it really gives it. Like, has it adapted so much that it can tell if a door is locked? I'm not kidding about this.
Do they name
it
the bear Yogi?
Hey, I was going to say, hey,
he's
boo-boo.
Smarter than the average bear.
I'm telling you, I like these SUVs. They never lock the doors, boo-boo.
You don't even put in the picnic basket.
There you go.
You don't even need keys anymore, boo-boo. You just push it to push it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. We will take a break right here. We'll come back into our National Day of Calendar. It is Melissa, Beth, and James here with you on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Beth, Melissa, and James here with you. Hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Melissa, you ready to get into our National Day of Calendar here?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Let's dive right in. And it is for this, of course, September 12th, 2022. As we take a look, it is National Housekeepers Week.
Ooh.
September 11th through the 17th.
Former housekeeper, I can tell you that this is an important day to celebrate.
Absolutely.
Agreed. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, are we talking like housekeepers, people who keep their house, or housekeepers at hotels?
Both.
Okay.
Taking a look at it, it does kind of like put an emphasis on, you know, sort of hotel workers and that kind of people that do that, you know, for a living.
Right.
But I would say that it does include housekeeping in general, though, from everybody to, you know, a mom or a dad cleaning up around the house, or to somebody that does it for a living.
Yeah.
Nice.
I would say that in the hotels that I worked at, there wasn't one hotel I worked at that the hardest workers there weren't the housekeepers.
Absolutely. We wouldn't have a place to stay if it weren't for them.
They're incredible people.
It's a big job.
It is.
I used to do it at Fort McCoy at the Wisconsin Military Academy.
Damn.
Wow.
Cleaning up after military folk.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. And a lot, you know, they were great. It was an interesting time.
National Boss Employee Exchange Day. This is where we exchange roles with our bosses.
And
we get to be boss
for
them. No, it's not. No, that is not it.
I don't want my boss's job, James.
I'm being told by Mike and Sage that is definitely not how that works. Okay, good to call me, you know, catch me now, because I would have started changing stuff, and who knows what I would have done. It sounds like the answer to every downtrodden wage slave in prayers, National Boss Employee Exchange Day, when workers and bosses swap roles. A day when bosses answer the phone, make the coffee, and deal with that awkward customer workers. Meanwhile, get to play golf in the boardroom. This maybe this is a an interesting day for those in like the corporate world or that kind of thing. Our bosses already do our job here in radio. Like you can hear my boss around 6 o'clock today. You know, a little bit later today and everything. And the other one part of the reason you're hearing us so clearly is in part because of the other guy.
I don't want the responsibility of my boss's job.
That'd be a little much.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a hard enough time doing what I do for my boss. So.
That's such a different meaning coming from the reverend. It feels a little different, you know?
Just a little bit.
just slightly. But no, I think it's a great idea because it gives those that are in leadership that appreciation for what people are doing with and for them.
Well said. And you know, Beth, I think you and I can look at something as a positive. We've known each other quite a while, been working together quite a while. Mm-hmm. I never see those coming. I never see the boss's jokes coming. Never. Not one time. They get me every time.
I love that.
I love it. It's great.
When I was in grade school, we did a teacher-student switch. Where there was one day at the end of the year that one student got to be the teacher. So we did like the boss employee switch in a school setting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But boy, did us kids enjoy that.
I'm sure you did.
I've heard of that before. That does seem like it'd be fun. We had a remote we did once in old classic rock days with jammers. Mm-hmm. And we flipped roles. The jammers guys got to be, and ladies got to be the DJs. And we were serving
the
drinks.
It went
fine on the jammers end. It did not go well on Travis and I's end, where we were kids that grew up watching the movie Cocktail. So we thought we're gonna go back there. Yeah, we made a mess. We made a very big mess.
Were you throwing bottles around, James?
For a second.
And how many broke?
When it didn't work, we stopped. Because it was not our thing. So we were yelled at. It is National Day of Encouragement.
Oh, good.
That's a good one.
What do I say? I've been saying this for years now. Support, encouragement, cost nothing, can mean everything.
Mm-hmm. You got this, James.
Thank you. You'd be surprised how much I need that today. It's an important one. And one of the greatest things about encouragement, it costs you nothing.
Right.
It costs you nothing. There are no side effects from encouragement. Mm-hmm. There are no downgrades and none of this.
I would say the side effect of encouragement is a smile.
Positive
things.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. And any chance to spread some encouragement today, encourage you to do that. Mm-hmm. See what it did there? I just covered my bases. I don't have to encourage any more at all. A couple of more great ones here, like National Policewoman's Day.
Yeah.
Certainly, any chance we get to call out our law enforcement and appreciate them, let alone get this down to specifics, I think is always a nice thing. And in the 1850s, the city of New York employed police matrons to guard and search prisoners who were females. But that was the extent of their duties, and they had no authority within law enforcement. It is believed that the first female police officer in the United States was a woman named Mary Owens. Miss Owens joined the police department in Chicago, Illinois in 1891, which was almost 30 years before women even earned the right to vote in the United States. She held the rank of sergeant and was a specialist in enforcing child labor and welfare laws.
Good for her.
I have to admit, as a homer, that is one story that I am familiar with, but a wonderful lady.
Yeah. I mean, breaking the mold so early in a male-dominated career, that takes a lot of courage.
Yeah. And it is still male-dominated. Mm-hmm. Only 12% of sworn law enforcement officers are women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are very appreciative to our female officers out there. And I would like to extend this, too, to we have a lot of women working in our jails. Mm-hmm. We're a lot of women working in different positions like that. Mm-hmm. Where we used to, there used to be a lot of fret to this from the male part of society, we'll say. I think that every day we're getting better and better about this. We still got work to do. There is still room to grow. There's a lot of room to grow. But it's still getting better. And I think that is important to note as much as that there is room to grow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
National Video Games Day.
Excellent.
Everybody stop whatever you're doing except for listening to your radio. You can listen to your radio and play your video games at the same time. Yes, video games are wonderful. They're amazing.
Oh, I hope my boys are not listening.
So I can play Cooking Fever while we're on the show here.
You got it. You
got
it.
Go for it.
Go right ahead. Hey, well, boy.
It's the one game app that I have on my phone that I like to play occasionally, and I didn't get to. I wanted to this weekend, and I just didn't have time.
I hear you. I got a game of Madden I've been trying to play for like 3 months now, and I haven't got a chance to. It does not matter whether you are a video game fanatic or you are someone who barely plays video games. National Video Game Day provides you the opportunity to embrace this form of fun. You can binge old school games, maybe play some new ones, try a game you haven't gotten a chance to in a while. It's a good day to make the time to be able to catch up with your old friend of video games.
Well, and the really nice thing about video games now is that there are so many platforms that you can play together online. Like, my brothers and I like to play online together. Like, we don't even all have to play the same game, but we can chat while we're playing games together, which is just awesome.
And that's what I always go to when I think video games. I don't necessarily think my phone or my device. I think of actual, like, brands that have been out there. You know, I'll go old school Atari. But, you know, you got the Switch.
Nintendo.
Nintendo. You've got
PlayStation.
Xbox. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that kind of thing.
I don't know how much it exists anymore. I got to think that it still does. There's only so many controllers. I think one of the funner, more bonding things that you have growing up is taking turns playing, oh, it's my turn. Oh, it's my turn, on the video game. Learning to do that patience, and that, like, especially when it was like, it wasn't your system, it's another kid's system, and he's still letting other kids, you get a turn, all that. Like, I don't think we realize how much that helps. That can go a long way.
Yeah.
There's so many things that I don't want to say. Look, too much of anything is a bad thing. If you are sitting there playing a video game for 30 hours a day, obviously, you know, well, how'd you get that many hours in a day?
Right.
And it also seems a little ridiculous. But there's been proven here. But it's a different day the way video games are approached. Mm-hmm. Not only with the graphics, the time that is put into them, it is a $1 billion industry. The way that people make careers in it.
I was just going to say that, yeah.
Certainly there are kids that actually play video games for a living and get paid to do it, but I'm talking more about coders and the people that create these games.
Yeah, and the voiceover actors and all of the different platforms.
If you're a fan of jobs, you should be a fan of video
games.
You know, I mean, alone.
We haven't even mentioned virtual reality and the big rise that is taking.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. It's National Chocolate Milkshake Day also.
Mm,
yes.
Nice.
Yes. If you're lactose intolerant, I'm so sorry, but
you should be.
But there are versions that you can have, right?
They say there is a soy and oat and nut milk. So there are different versions.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll just make myself a coconut milk one later today.
Ooh,
it's all good.
That sounds good,
actually.
I would like to try that.
Yeah.
Actually got me to think of trying something different for a year.
But does that mean we have to travel all the way to Abbotsford?
Yep.
Road trip. All right. It's not that far.
We'll see you in a little bit, Melissa.
Sounds good.
Actually, we got a good 3-4 minute break here. So we'll be right over. We'll be right over. We're going to head over to see Mel, and we're all going to do the show on clear feed from Melissa's on one microphone. We're all...
Might be a little tight.
Might be. We'll just play Melissa's news, and we'll come back and have some more fun. Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Beth, Melissa, James here. Beth getting her thing on.
I was going to say, I can picture Beth dancing.
That's exactly it.
You know me too well.
Yep.
So just going to town over there.
I was looking for my step so I could do my step aerobics.
Almost. Could have got those in. Oh, Dad, we got to get you one of those.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little bit, we're going to get into the rest of our schedule for today and take a look at the rest of the week next segment. And we also got to tell you about the Cedar Project coming up. We want to talk about that a little bit and how you can win some tickets for it today. Today you can win tickets for it. So be listening for that. First is binging over.
What?
Let's take a look at this here.
Are we talking food or watching?
Watching.
Okay. If you're, I'm not done binging on food.
I don't think a lot of us are. I hear you. If you're one of those people who love to devour an entire season of a show in one sitting, this might be some bad news for you. Netflix might start moving to a classic one episode per week format, at least for some shows. They're not doing it with like season 5 of Stranger Things, mm-hmm. something like that, but with some of their other shows, possibly. Netflix is facing much more competition with all other streaming services ramping up their original content, and they think the weekly format will keep viewers engaged over longer periods of time. It allows fans mm-hmm. to discuss, theorize, predict, and, of course, pick apart the show along the way, and it allows word of mouth to grow so that a show can gain in popularity as it progresses. In fact, when's the last time that you saw a show that was overhyped that actually turned into a hit? You know? Most shows don't get the press that they need to survive. They survive because of us talking about it at the water cooler and all that stuff mm-hmm. and everything. It's the only reason we still have water coolers is because of TV shows to talk about. Not enough people are drinking water. It's a curious thing to be. It's a very curious predicament for these companies to be in. Mm-hmm. You're putting a lot of money into these things. You've got advertiser dollars to worry about, and all you're asking for is, hey, do something new and original and brings eyeballs to our network and all this. And, mm-hmm. and by the way, we're watching. And we're watching if people aren't watching. And there's so many layers to it. I don't know if this is something that would work or not, but they're kind of at a point where the only way we're going to find out is if you try in real time.
Well, Disney's mm-hmm. doing it already, right? Disney Plus? If you think about all of the Marvel shows and all of that. I mean, their competition is finding that it's working for them, so why not?
Yeah. Now, let's do a little survey between the three of us here. Are you guys now... I understand that both of you have other busy lives, so you're not necessarily, you know, able to sit down and binge a whole season of something. If you could, is what I'm more curious about. If you could do that, or have you done it in something you enjoy? I mean, Beth, is that something that you could do, would want to do even, if you could?
It's basically how I have to watch TV nowadays. Gotcha. It's because I don't get a lot of time. So especially when I was recovering from surgery earlier this year, I binged a couple of different shows, and I'm like, I want the next season. Where's the next season? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I appreciate it, but I also appreciate being able to sit down with my husband and say, okay, it's Wednesday night. They dropped the new episode of this. Yeah. Let's go watch it.
Yeah.
So
I get both of those.
Yeah.
Melissa,
yeah.
How about you?
I prefer it that I can have it at my fingertips. So I would prefer to binge watch because, like, say I could fit in 3 episodes at a time mm-hmm. right now, mm-hmm. but then I don't want to wait to have to go, you know, for it to come out a week later.
Right.
Like if I have, okay, I have 3 hours today, I have 3 hours tomorrow. I wouldn't go from week to week. I am not one of those people that can keep up with shows when they are running.
Mm-hmm. I just have to think about it as nostalgia because we never had the option when we were kids. Yeah, it was just you had to wait.
I was literally just going to say all of our teenage selves are laughing and making yeah. fun of us. You have to wait. Oh, you poor thing. The things that we dealt with as kids, like especially the fact of if you missed an episode. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you were lucky, they replayed it in the summer. You know, like that was it.
And
like,
you happened to catch it the week that they replayed it
in
the summer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny what we get accustomed to, but it isn't necessarily, I think, it's all by design, really. Mm-hmm. The only reason that this became big is because we wanted it. Like, if consumers want it, it becomes big. If not, then it dies on the wayside there and everything. So, if I'm Netflix, I almost kind of stand pat at what I'm doing. Because I know that you're losing numbers here and there and everything. That's business. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nike had that happen. Adidas had it happen. You know, McDonald's had it happen. Everybody has it happen. You lose some, you gain some, then you gain that back. You lose a little, you gain mm-hmm. some. I mean, nobody has 100% of profit. Nobody gets 100% of the pie. You get what you get, and you try to get some more.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's why they keep trying new things. Mm-hmm. Say, can we get more of the market share if we do this?
I used to make fun of the fact that, McDonald's literally spends millions a year on advertising. Why? Everybody knows McDonald's by now. There's a McDonald's everywhere. I don't get it. But as you understand business a little bit more and you get bigger, it's not just about getting new customers. It's keeping the ones you got. It's what Melissa was just touching on. And hey, you know what? Let's I don't know. It's St. Patrick's Day. Let's try this green shake. Let's give that a shot.
Right.
We'll play it. You know, we'll have it out there once a year. We'll see how it does. If it doesn't do good, big deal. We're McDonald's. We can take the loss.
Let's bring back the cheese Danish, we had however many decades ago.
If we're a streaming service, and you know what? We choose to not have commercials. We can afford it. We're Disney. We've got more. We're printing money. We can afford to do this. Then you get to do that. You get to, and hey, you may lose a little bit of money here and there, but overall, it works out for you.
And the reality is that culture is changing again. You know, when the pandemic hit and we were all forced to be inside, binging became the best thing to do. And so it became, you know, that was the way to do it to gain viewers. But now that everybody's getting their lives back and going, you know, they don't have the time to binge. So, you know, dropping one episode a week keeps you interested in coming back that next week for that same show.
How many of you know of somebody that actually works 9 to 5? You know, it literally works that shift.
I know a couple bankers.
Yeah. Same here. As far as like our normal, the quote unquote used to be a normal schedule and
it's
everything
not there.
that network TV is still running on.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of what's hurting network TV.
Mm-hmm.
What Melissa said earlier is I've got this time of day to watch. I got to be able to watch it when I can. Otherwise,
right.
I'm not going to be able to watch your show.
Mm-hmm.
If only one episode is out and I've got more time, you as a network, you as a company probably want me watching your binging your show if I can. It's tough waters to navigate. I really think each one of these networks and their streaming services are better off staying packed. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep trying different things.
Right.
I'm not saying don't try different stuff. But as far as like any big changes, I would be staying away from that and putting that off as long as possible. If I'm Netflix, I know that there's going to be a day I'm going to have commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it off as long as possible.
Right.
I can't get over, and I know this is an old story by now, I can't get over the fact that Amazon spent $1 billion on a TV show, can take the loss and keep moving like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Like nothing. I just to put that in perspective, if the Simpsons doesn't work out for Fox, there is no Fox Network. There is no Fox News.
Right.
Like Rupert Murdoch moves all of his money to this or to this industry. He's a smart businessman. He's not going to stay and keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
There is no Fox Network. There is no four major networks. There's just the three. For a company to be able to do that, like ABC could not do that. NBC certainly couldn't do it.
No.
NBC may spend that total on all their shows in a year. It's just incredible to me. So you add on all these factors, I'm more inclined to be, you know, let people take in the viewing how they want to take it in and kind of go from there.
Right.
If it, you know, network TV still has a place in society. So, I mean, you know, keep doing your thing, network TV.
Mm-hmm.
But I if I'm Hulu, I'm going to do what Hulu has been doing. I don't have all the most original shows, maybe. Maybe not everybody comes to us for original shows. But, hey, if you missed that episode yesterday, we're the ones you come to come see it. If you missed that ABC show, that Fox show, you come to us the next day to see it. I'll take that.
Yeah.
If I'm Netflix and I throw all my stuff out there at once and maybe it doesn't last as the shelf life, maybe make more content or better content. Or maybe give your shows a chance. Netflix does this thing where you get 3-4 seasons and that's it, no matter if you're a success or not. What they're doing with Stranger Things is very unheard of for them.
Wow.
But if I'm a successful show and I'm going in, what I'm looking for is season 4, because that's when I get streaming right, or that's when I get you can send my show out to network TV.
And
you have the reruns of my show on network TV and I'm getting royalties from that. Like, that's something you're begging for as a company. That's the cut. That's when you're too old and I put you on an iceberg and I send you out into the ocean because you're going to cost more in season 4. You're going to cost more in season 5. And I have no interest in paying you more, even if you're a success. Like, that has really blown up in Netflix's face.
Yeah.
They just thought, well, we have that happen. We'll just make more stuff. And all they'll care about is the new stuff. No, we want Luke Cage season 4. We want, you know, this. We want certain shows back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not listening. And that is, to me, that is the biggest reason why Netflix is losing subscribers. They're not listening to their fan base. If you listen to your fan base a little bit more, maybe you're going to keep those people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even get new subscribers. And for viewing from the viewer standpoint, it cuts down on spoilers if you're interested in that part of it.
Right.
That is huge to a lot of people, including myself, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. They released all of the Cobra Kai this past weekend.
Okay.
And I haven't really gotten the chance to watch that show. It's one of those ones I do want to watch. Mm-hmm. I don't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it has already been like all spoiled for me. Like, I haven't even gotten a chance to watch the first episode of that show, or not just this season. I mean, like at all in general. Mm-hmm. And it's I've got friends that like just funnel it into their system, and they can't wait to talk about it. No matter how many times I tell them not to spoil stuff, they spoil stuff.
Oh no!
It's that kind of stuff happens a lot.
Yeah,
and I don't know if it's a big enough deal to change the complete way you run your industry, but it is. If that is a concern. Mm-hmm. You know, that's another good reason. It's one way or another. It's things are definitely going to be interesting the way that they go, the route that they go.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a break right here. We'll come back and we'll get into a bit of our schedule, tell you how you can win these awesome tickets to the Cedars Project, and plenty more coming up on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR. Your workout station, apparently.
Yeah. Jazzercise going on
there?
Yeah. We are going to definitely keep you moving this morning.
Absolutely.
Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. 7:51 on the clock. And I want to get into this story with you guys really quick, because I find this one a little interesting. Are we doing more of this? Over the past month, people have been talking about the things that they secretly judge others for.
Mm-hmm.
A while back, we heard about some of them, including anyone who litters, people who leave the bathroom without washing their hands. jerks who talk down to service workers, things like that. Here are a few more highlights that people have mentioned since then.
Okay.
Because that... that apparently made people feel more comfortable to just really come out of the woodworks with, oh, and by the way, this thing.
Yeah.
Like people who take their dog to the store and leave them alone in the car, especially in the heat.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a regular shopping trip, not just running in for one item or two. I'm glad you love your dog.
Yeah.
I'm glad you want to give your dog a chance to go out in the world and see things and everything. They have such a limited view of the world. Leave the dog at home.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't leave the dog at home, then maybe you should not own an animal. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry at all. I don't care how that sounds.
Many people refer to their dogs as their children, right? Would you leave your child in a car in the heat by themselves?
Right, yeah. If you can't, then there are humane societies. There are people that will adopt that dog, that will take that dog in and give it a life and leave it at home.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to do that to the animal. Anything that can risk hurting an animal, why do it?
Right.
So you can bring Fido to the grocery store while you go to you're hanging out in the grocery store for an hour. What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
That is a nightmare for that dog. You know, when the dog is in there, it isn't like we focus on the heat and them overheating and those things. And that is certainly the biggest thing to worry about. There's also not a whole lot for a dog to do in there. All the dogs have nothing but smell. That's what they do. They live by their smell. That is their TV set. And they're going to run out of things to smell in that car within minutes, if not sooner than that, if they haven't already smelled everything out of it. Just these knucklehead people. Having an animal in your life is a privilege, not a birthright. Yeah. Quit treating them that way. People who park at the gas pump when they're not actively pumping gas or paying inside, like people just sit there looking around on their phone or cleaning their windows or something like that. Like, I have seen that a little bit.
Really?
I think that's more of a city thing. But I've seen that. I've seen people do that where they pull up to the gas station just to clean their windows, and then they get mad when somebody like honks at them to move on or something. Yeah.
Or when all the parking spots are full and they just park in front of a pump and go in the store, but don't pump gas.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
They use it like a parking spot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It drives you nuts.
Why?
Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's no parking close to the store. So instead of parking further away,
my goodness,
it's not cool.
I just can't imagine sitting at home going, oh, what am I gonna do? I'm just gonna go hang out at the gas station for a little while.
Spitting in public is another big one. People who put their blinker on after they get in the turning lane or when they're already mid-turn. Yeah. Drives you nuts.
It's a little beyond the
you turn
the
it
point
on.
Point is to signal that you are turning
exactly.
on.
Turn it on and then move.
Right.
People who come in right before a business closes and just leisurely stroll around with their cart. That's a big one.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more when I worked at the gas station and we closed at midnight, and at 11:55 every other night there would be somebody that would come in. But it never failed. Never
it's inconsiderate.
Failed.
And it's not
if you
go ahead, Melissa.
If you know that they're closing, hurry up.
Right. I mean, it's one thing if you go in and I need to grab this item quick, go pay for it, and leave. But to come in and just kind of walk around and say, what am I interested in? Really?
Yeah. Let's see. The loud motorcycles are on this list, but that could be something that you like, too. I mean, there's a lot of people who like that noise. So people who stand in doorways, usually deep in conversation, when you do that, you're keeping people on both sides of the door from moving freely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is a here and there kind of thing, I think.
Yeah.
Because there's, if you're aware of people, you know, hey, I'm standing in the doorway here. I'm aware of this. People might be trying to get in.
Right.
And maybe you're a little better about it. But for the most part, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one final one on this list.
James.
Pen clickers.
I used to get in trouble for that when I was doing TV news.
Oh,
they wouldn't let us have pens with clickers on them.
Oh, I bet. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Because the microphone picks that up real well, James. Thanks.
Yep.
I could see that. I wouldn't have thought of that, but I could see that. That's interesting.
Well, because it's a nervous habit for some people. Yeah. They'll fiddle with stuff.
It's like the pencil tappers. Just get something in your hand, and all you're doing is your hand's just going.
I am arguably the most fidgety person in the world. I just do not sit still for anything.
I haven't picked up on that, James.
Yeah, right, yeah. I do that with the pen sometimes, and I don't even know I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I don't even realize it. It is kind of, you don't catch me doing it much on air because of what Melissa was just saying there, but I wouldn't have thought about it in the visual medium. That's awesome. Of course, that makes sense that you wouldn't.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want people to, but just hadn't thought of that before. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And I would add one to the list, people who smack their gum.
Thank you. Thank you, Melissa. We are going to move on without touching on that. I'm so glad. I would have been kicking myself an hour ago, later. Like, oh, I forgot one. That's a good one. That's a really good one. And there are other ones out there. So just try to be considerate of other people.
Yeah.
And shut your mouth when you're chewing. For the love of God, shut your mouth when you're chewing. Nobody wants to see
And don't try to talk while you've got that stuff in there.
Yes. So I wanted to mention that we got Playmakers coming up after the show this morning. Mm-hmm. Of course, Playmakers will be hitting your airwaves at 10:06. Be sure to join us for that. We want your sports thoughts and feelings. Get them to us, everybody. Mm-hmm. Not only is Bob Atkinson of Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis Club going to join us today, but we have our own Randy Paul in with us as well. We will cover the high school weekend and what's coming up with high school sports. Also kind of talk about, the NFL got kicking into gear yesterday. Mm-hmm. Plenty to talk about there. And anything else you want to talk about? Because it's your show, everybody. You call up, join the conversation with your sports thoughts and feelings. We want to talk to you about them. And a big thank you to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Comfort Air Heating Cooling, of course, sponsoring the show. We appreciate them doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We also have something else going on today. Between now and then, between now and 11 o'clock, you're going to have a chance to win two tickets to the Cedar Festival.
Yes. Woo. And in addition to get that ticket giveaway this coming weekend, the Weekend of Music is hosted by the Cedar Project, which is a co-op that focuses on connecting community members with artists and local business owners in order to help one another grow and build sustainable projects. The Cedars Festival takes place in Little Chute on the hillside overlooking Doyle Park and the Fox River. That's got to be a gorgeous view.
Yeah.
So the ticket giveaway is going to happen sometime today. Mm-hmm. And if you have any info, you can email it to isaiahdrazen@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you guys are interested in finding out more, just go to thecedarproject.com, thecedarproject.com. This is a two-day beautiful music festival with a ton of great local artists. They're going to have Fresh on the Fly, a new food truck in town. Going to be making pizzas using ingredients from the garden. And Dirty Laundry Brewing is sponsoring a section of beers. People are also welcome to bring your own beer. That's pretty cool. That's nice. They recommend bringing a lawn chair or a blanket to sit on. If it rains, the festival will be moved to the pavilion in Doyle Park. Keep that in mind
Very
as
nice.
Well. It's going to be a really fun show. We want to get you there. So we have two tickets to give away. We're going to be doing that between now and 11 o'clock. Wow. Be listening between now and 11. Somewhere in between there, we're going to be giving these away. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, go to thecedarproject.com to find out more information. Thecedarproject.com. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We will have the Weather Eye Weather Center joining us live and direct in the 8 o'clock hour. And we'll get into 10 foods that make the best edible straws.
Okay.
And we, of course, have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Don't you go nowhere. Keep it right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.